Nearly $14 million in federal funding is earmarked for two separate programs aimed at cleaning up marine debris in the state. The money is distributed through NOAA's Marine Debris Program and funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed in 2021. Peter Murphy is Alaska's regional debris coordinator with NOAA. He says the new programs go beyond cleaning up existing debris.
But also prevention, finding ways to reduce how much is getting to the ocean, because at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to clean our way out of the problem.
A portion of the funds will go to the University of Alaska Fairbanks to establish a Center for Marine Debris based in Kodiak. That will serve as a kind of headquarters for marine debris removal projects across the state. The center will eventually be able to process and recycle debris that's shipped there. The other project is focused on removing abandoned fishing gear from Chesapeake Bay on the East Coast. More than half the funds will go to that project, but it will also include a grant program that organizations in Alaska can tap into. Murphy says abandoned gear is a problem across the country, and it has a big impact on fisheries. For instance, a study in Southeast Alaska showed that abandoned crab pots were still catching crabs and other marine animals years after they were lost.
Fishing gear is a specifically impactful type of marine debris because once it gets lost or abandoned in the marine environment, it does what it was intended to do. It continues to catch animals, but it does so indiscriminately.
Money for both programs is included in the bipartisan infrastructure law for this year, and both the marine debris and fishing gear cleanup programs are set to start this summer. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.